Nelson. Pastor Nelson Ramos is the pastor of our Tabernacle Restoration Church here, who meets on Sunday afternoon. They're a part of our church. Nelson's going to come up. He's going to pray over Latin America and the Spanish-speaking peoples.
Señor Jesús, venimos hoy en tu nombre, Señor, para que puedas alcanzar las naciones latinoamericanas, Dios mío. Que alcances a México, Centroamérica, Suramérica, el Caribe, Señor, para que tu Santo Espíritu, Dios mío, sea el cual haga, Señor, la función en cada uno de nosotros. Señor, envístenos de poder, envístenos con tu gloria, mi Dios, para que todos aquellos, Señor, que hablamos español, Señor, aquí en los Estados Unidos, podamos compartir, Señor amado, tu evangelio, Señor, a toda aquella gente que lo necesita. Señor, a los libres, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús, alcanza nuestras naciones, Dios mío, para la honra y la gloria de tu nombre. En el nombre de Jesús oramos, Señor nuestro. Gracias damos, Señor, por tu evangelio y por tu poder, tu gracia y tu misericordia. En el nombre de Jesús, Señor, oramos. Amén, Señor. Amén.
Jenny is from Great Britain. She's going to pray for Europe for us this morning.
Europe is the least evangelized continent in the world. Less than 4% of Europeans attend a church or a group meeting regularly. Europe is in a battle for spiritual life. However, recently a revival has happened in the United Kingdom and spreading throughout Europe. God is calling many to come forward and plant churches, as did Paul before him. Please bow your heads in prayer. We bring before you the church planters and ask that you strengthen them in their task of sharing your Son, their Saviour. Father, we give praise to the practicing Christians already in place and ask that you would renew and refresh them. Help your followers to be peacemakers, that value all peoples and their differences from us. Lord, teach all Europeans to embrace refugees, migrants, and all religions. Pray our hearts will be open to your word so we can spread your love and welcome all. You evangelized this great continent with your servant Paul, and we fell away to our own sinful ways. Now give us life eternal as we cry out for change. You are there as always to forgive our sins and create us new in your liking. We welcome you back to help discern what you want our nations to be. We praise you for this revival to rescue many lost souls. Show us, Lord, through your word, what values will honour you and bring back peace to all? Europe's challenges are huge. Lord, please be merciful and help us to step forward as salt and light to play our part in pointing people to you, King of all kings. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Kong is going to pray for Asia.
All right, so let's bow our heads. Billing tea, to when you're shun to ching ching. Gutha chora ka tu chu yesu. U gutha ti la. To shun in the kondi ta bailu ta. U chora ka tsaki lu o ka ching nyanu pundi. La ta bay shadow, the tsani nu nina. Chidal in the su, gutha lo yaneng when you're shun to Asia. Watching tau chu tsa. Did to a vida ka. Le boiling kwa ka lun basu. Gutakamolu jar this year, the curl of shadow. Kalanya cats are the chew, or the behelum made the jar of Molika. With hiding your more inu, jenning, what the jack are. The tokol and bay, the loo hot yaw, in your bay, the hunger yingling, her dear, go your van chew, to our father, to Omega, to your hot law, on the den yaw, a jumping young jing namu, yash and looking ching, tai chi. A to chew. Kutagan dia dat the habi shemu. A capital it on your luning cashilu. It's a soya good day, got your ailing su. How to cheese you, Major can go. Amen.
Sandrine from the Congo. She's going to pray for the continent of Africa.
Seigneur Jésus, nous venons devant toi, Seigneur, prier pour le continent d'Afrique, Seigneur. Nous prions, Seigneur, que tu nous réveilles, Seigneur, que tu réveilles nos cœurs, Seigneur Jésus, vers toi. Ta parole dit, Seigneur, que tout genou fléchira, Seigneur, et que tout temps te confessera que tu es Seigneur. Alors nous prions, Seigneur, que tu te lèves, Seigneur, en Afrique, que tout le monde te voit, Seigneur Jésus, que l'Afrique, Seigneur Jésus, change, qu'elle soit connue, Seigneur Jésus, d'un continent qui aime Dieu, d'un continent, Seigneur, qui sert Dieu, d'un continent, Seigneur Jésus, qui a son cœur tourné vers toi. Nous te bénissons, Seigneur Jésus. Seigneur, devant toi, Seigneur, quand tout le monde se mettra devant toi, Père éternel, l'Afrique se mettra, elle dira, Seigneur, j'ai fait tout avec ce que tu m'as donné, Seigneur. Nous prions contre la guerre, Seigneur, au nom de Jésus. Seigneur, que la paix, Seigneur Jésus, règne en Afrique, Seigneur. Du nord, Seigneur Jésus, avec les Arabes, Seigneur, jusqu'au sud, Seigneur. Que ta règne, Seigneur, que ta paix règne, au nom de Jésus-Christ, nous déclarons. Amen.
Bianca went on a mission trip last summer to the Middle East, and so I wanted her to come and pray for the Middle East.
Jesus, we just thank you for who you are, that you are the God of the nations, you're the creator of every tribe, tongue, and nation, and we give you all the praise and all the glory for what you're doing in the Middle East right now. God, we have tremendous hope, and we pray from a place of hope and expectation for what you're doing in the Middle East. We pray from this place, God, that our prayers will be heard, that our brothers and sisters that know your name will be strengthened in the Middle East. God, we pray for every church, whether it's open or closed, God, that you would increase their number, Jesus, that you would give them everything that they need, that you would bring them Bibles in their own language, God. We pray for Syria, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Turkey, for the people that are in there that know your name, Jesus, that you would protect them, God. We pray for more encounters for our friends of another faith, Jesus, that you are walking among the brokenhearted in the refugee camps, that you are walking right into tents at night, God, that you are, that they are coming to know you, Jesus. We have tremendous hope, Lord. We have tremendous hope for all that you're doing, and we pray from this hope that we will never lose hope, God. Jesus, we pray and believe for a speedy and effective end to the war in Syria. We ask for you to exalt the men of peace in the Syrian government who can bring a peaceful and speedy end to the war. We pray for a deep hunger for the true God in the hearts of the millions of people that have been displaced from this war, that they would carry the gospel deep into Europe, and we would see a revival happen in Europe. Finally, we believe and declare that as a GCF body of Christ, that what Satan intended for evil in Syria, Iraq, and the rest of the Middle East, Jesus, you will turn it right around for the good of those who love God and are called according to your purpose in the Middle East.
Father, I pray for North America, America, Canada. Lord, we need your help here in our nation. Jesus, we need you to come in and touch Canada, touch America. God, I pray that just as they prayed prayers of faith over the rest of the continents, God, I just pray you would pour out your spirit upon North America as well, Father. We are standing and believing you, that you hadn't forgot about us here in America, Lord Jesus, that so much of the gospel is going forth. But I pray for your mercy and your grace to come upon us and to help us in Jesus' name. Let's praise God one more time, and let's worship him in here this morning. To our God.
Let's sing this together one more time. From deep within your heart. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice. Sing it high.
We give Jesus a hand clap and a shout this morning. He's worthy to receive. He's worthy. He is so worthy. Praise God. We got a treat for y'all this morning. We have Pastor Eddie Evans from Ethiopia this morning. He's going to share with us this morning. But it is time. Won't you turn around and greet one another? You can have a seat. They take your children to their classrooms. Of this, Eddie Evans is coming up. Come on up, Eddie. Keep being. Let me brag on you a minute before you come up here. We've known Eddie for a long time, since 2004. Eddie has been in a relationship with an indigenous church planting movement in Ethiopia called Ethiopian Emmanuel United Church. And in 2008, God called him to go plant Bethel International Church in the capital city, Addis Ababa. Did I say that right?
Good enough.
That's actually pretty impressive that I got that out. Okay. And so he has started Bethel International Church, has a lot of students in there. We have a long-term relationship with Eddie. I consider Eddie family here, and I'm excited that he has a chance to come and share with us. And so let's give Eddie a great welcome this morning as he comes.
Praise God. Hey, thank you. Praise God. We serve a good God, a mighty God. Come on, can we just give him another round of because he's worthy, he's amazing. Hallelujah. You know, what an amazing day to be here in the house of God together. Amen. I mean, it's just so amazing to see just a micro picture of what it's going to be like in heaven. Forever and ever worshiping him, praising him. Every tribe, every tongue in one spirit together. Jesus and his church is the answer for the world today. Amen. And what's happening in this place today is a picture of what God wants to do among the nations of the world. Y'all, this is going to be the fastest I've ever spoken in my life. Okay, I think I have 30 minutes, and I think my assignment is to talk about what I'm doing in Ethiopia, preach the word of God, and also to share with you what you can do to advance the kingdom in the nations. And that's a tough assignment in 30 minutes, okay? And as we say in Ethiopia, Xavier Yuterdan, God help us. Hallelujah, okay? So just may your ears be open. Just bear with me as I move quick, because I am going to move quick. Can I pray quickly, though? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Father, we love you. We bless you. Father, we thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light, for bringing us into relationship with yourself, that we will live with you forever and ever. Father, we thank you for this time today. May you be glorified and honored. May your purposes be accomplished. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I get into the presentation about what we're doing in Ethiopia, I just want to share one thing real quick. It's like, you know, this is an amazing day, and it's not an event. It's like you can go to an international Sunday. I mean, you can go to an international program. You probably have them here in Greenville, probably, you know, you in Raleigh, any city in the world almost, you can go, and there can be some kind of international celebration. You can see the clothes they wear. You can hear the songs they sing. You can see how they dance. You can eat their food. You can see their culture. And those are wonderful things. It's good to be exposed. But being here today is different. This is not a program today. This is the church of the living God, the hope of the world, joined together with an answer. And I believe it's a time of vision casting today. I believe it's a time of impartation. I believe it's a time to be encouraged, to be motivated. And I believe nations will be changed because of this day. Amen. I don't believe we're here just to see different. We're here to be a part of touching the nations of the world. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Real quick, I just want to give you greetings from Dr. Bazalem in Ethiopia. He asked me to give his greetings to everybody. He was really excited to be here with you guys last time. And Pastor Eddie, Pastor Blake, Pastor Beatty, thank you guys so much for having me. This is just an amazing honor and privilege. I appreciate you guys. Global Impact, all the team, wherever you are in here, bless you. You're doing an amazing job. I could not do what I'm doing. It's just impossible without you guys, so thank you. Pastor Mike, I'm not sure where you are, but just want to tell you I love you. I appreciate you. Man, can we give Pastor Mike a hand clap? I've never lived here, but, you know, you've just been a friend, a mentor, a spiritual father to me for many years, and I am who I am today. I am where I am today because of you, and I really appreciate you. I appreciate Pastor Eddie, all the team here, and it's just good to be here. Like Pastor Eddie said, family, that's what I feel being here today, and I love you guys. I appreciate you. So, hallelujah. Jesus Gaetano, that means Jesus is Lord. Come on. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. right, let me try to run through this as quick as I can today. All right. Okay, if we can pull the presentation up, and my thingy would not work up here. So anyway, if many of you are like me before I went to Ethiopia, you might not know where Ethiopia is. But just in case you don't, there it is right there. Come on, give God hand prayer. Okay. All right, we're just going to go quickly through here. Ethiopia is about twice the size of Texas. All right, we're just going to roll. It's about 44% Orthodox Christianity, a lot of emphasis on Mary, angels, different things, works-based. All right, hold on there. All right, good job. I appreciate it. But it's about 34% Muslim. It's growing. This figure says Protestant about 18.5. It's really about 20% of the country right now, so you've got about 20 million believers. Okay, let's go. Yeah, all right, okay. Yeah, you know, I want to share this because many of you probably have a perception of Ethiopia, and many of us would from the news here, you know, and a lot of the things you would think about Ethiopia that you've seen on the news, they're real. There's a lot of challenges there, but last year Ethiopia was the world's fastest growing economy, but you know, still got one of the world's lowest GDP, so there's still a lot of work to do there. But some good things are happening. There's a lot of challenges, but there's a lot of good things happening, okay? Yeah. Coffee's the largest export. How many coffee drinkers do we have in here? Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God for coffee. Coffee's the largest export. All right, hold on. Yeah, stay with me. Good job. All right. Y'all, the coffee over there is amazing. I would encourage you to come to Ethiopia just to taste a cup of coffee, okay? And there's a lot of Latinos in here. And one time I was speaking in a Hispanic church in Raleigh, and I said, coffee originated in Ethiopia. And somebody came up to me afterwards, no, it originated in Colombia. I said, okay, you're right. And so, but anyway, they roast it right there in front of you. They crush it in a pestle. They cook it down in a clay pot. And when it comes out, wow, amazing. Please come. Please share the experience. Okay. Okay, if you've ever noticed traditional Ethiopian art, everybody's eyes are very open all the time, and Ethiopians do have very distinguished features, very beautiful people, but I always wondered about the art, but the first time I ever sat down and drank coffee with them and my eyes did that, I understood. Okay, all right. These are the photos we don't see of Ethiopia much. This is the African Union, which is like the UN for Africa located. So how many of you have ever seen that picture? Probably nobody. That's not what we see when we see Ethiopia. Okay. Nightline shot in Addis Ababa. Pastor Eddie, you did good. All right. Daytime shot there. A lot of construction. Construction's happening all over the country. Okay. Yeah. A new freeway has been built north to south. Praise God for that, because I remember the days when that was not there, and it is just nice to drive on that road, okay? Yeah, okay. A new tram. So, guys, what I'm trying to do is just show you another side of Ethiopia, okay? Ethiopia is not what we just all see all the time, okay? The Blue Nile Falls, where the Nile River starts, beautiful place, okay? Beautiful lake, that is my favorite spot in Ethiopia. If you ever pray for me and just say, God, just send him there for a couple of days, okay? All right. Beautiful mountain ranges. It's very green throughout the country after the rain. Big crocodile. He was about 18 feet. I was about 20 feet from him. He was bigger than the boat I was in. I took three pictures. I said, Bucca, in heed. That means enough. Let's go. It was, what I'm doing in Ethiopia, I've been there 13 years. November 4th will be 13 years. I work with an indigenous church planting movement called Emmanuel. You met Dr. Bazalem when he was here a couple months ago in July. Yeah, he's the leader of that movement. And I spent the first 3 years traveling throughout the country, serving the churches. They went in a lull at that time. Pastor Bazalem had just stepped into leadership. And so we spent about 3 years traveling the country, encouraging, strengthening leaders. And one day we just looked at each other, and it was like the mission was done. You know, it was like things were moving. And so I spent some time in the capital city helping him with a local church. And in that time, God started speaking to me about planting a church there in relationship with Emmanuel. It's called Bethel International Church. And we're really focused on the young generation there. And we're all young at heart in the spirit of God. Amen. You know, Caleb, when he was 80, he said, I'm still as strong as I was when I was 40. Come on. See, there's some people that'll say I'm into that. Still, some people not quite there yet, but in faith, I think we should all say amen to that one. Hallelujah. But basically, you know, we really want to reach like kind of an English-speaking group and be able to develop them to be missionaries outside of Ethiopia. Come on, God wants to raise up missionaries in Ethiopia. Amen? And so, okay, let me just tell you quickly, one of the things we're doing is we're empowering young people through education. We're sponsoring the two people on the right to go to medical school as medical doctors. The one on the left got saved a few years ago, came in off the street, was living on the street. Now he's going to school learning videography, doing an amazing job. Yeah, praise God. Yeah. About 4 years ago, the one on the right, his name is Sophie. He came to our church. Our church had just gone through a very difficult season. And anybody in here that's ever led a church and gone through a difficult season? No? All right. But anyway, we were going through a difficult season, and I had our team together, and I just looked at him one day. I said, guys, y'all really think we can, you know, really, you know, get where we need to go? And this young man came walking into the office. He'd been in the church 2 or 3 months, and when he walked in and he walked out, God just spoke to me. And it was like I told our team right then, I said, if we keep this church moving, even if it's for him, it'll be enough. Because this kid one day will change the world. And it's like, this is an amazing young man. His name is Sophie. I just want to brag on him. And may he be in this pulpit one day sharing with you guys. In Jesus' name, yeah. But amazing young man. In 4 years, he grew up in a church in the countryside where they didn't play instruments. Didn't believe in instruments, which is really amazing over in Ethiopia, okay? But he can play the bass, the drum, the keyboard, and there's a fourth one. I can't remember what it is. But he can play all those. He's now our worship leader, preached his first sermon right before I left Ethiopia, and is preaching for me today as we're here. So amazing young man. Ephraim, I don't have time to tell the story, so let's just go. Another young lady, Imabit, we helped her through engineering school. Okay. Dr. Yafet, yeah, we helped send him through school. He's now a medical doctor in Ethiopia. Yeah. Purple book right there. Praise God. Yeah, Global Impact sent those to us, so yeah, okay. Yeah, baptism, we got a little pool in there, and, you know, we have to somehow push them down because they don't fit good. You know, we have to say, get like this, and but this part sticks up. It's like, what is that thing beating those things when they, yeah, you know, yeah, all right, yeah. We invest a lot in leadership. Let me just tell you about these young people real quick. Okay, y'all with me as fast as I'm talking? Everybody doing okay? All right. Okay. This guy's name is Henoch. He's in medical school. Amazing young man. And we do a leadership a training for university students every Saturday afternoon. Beside him is Ephraim. I showed you him a minute ago. He's in medical school. Sophie in medical school. Arce, you cannot see him there, but he's in engineering school. He's leading his campus fellowship that has about 500 students. Amazing young man, you know. And then another engineering student here. And so we're really investing in these young people spiritually, academically, in leadership, because we believe that they're going to be the change agents in Ethiopia, Africa, and we believe one day they're going to be here working with you guys too. Amen. God is moving in the country of Ethiopia. In the last 100 years, Christianity's, well, Protestant, born again, understanding, okay, is really only about 100 years in Ethiopia. But the church in Ethiopia has grown in 100 years, and primarily in the last 50 years, from a few thousand believers to almost 20 million. I mean, that's a historical move of God. Yeah, and you know, anytime God moves in a nation in that way, anytime God moves in our lives in a way, there's always something beyond ourselves. There's always something beyond our city. There's always something beyond our nation. God spoke to Abraham and said, I'm going to bless you, and through your seed, all nations on earth will be blessed. Yeah, and God has put something inside of us that is going to touch the nations of the world. And I believe God is raising up a generation in Ethiopia at this time that will be missionaries throughout the nations. Amen? All right. Okay, more leadership training. Just wanted to show you that we do train girls over there, just in case anybody was wondering, because I kept showing all these guys. Okay. All right. We had a missions training this year. Uh-oh. It was the first one that we ever had. We're hoping to have a yearly missions conference. We did it small. We had 40 students come, but it was 5 days. We worked with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, casting vision about the nations, and young people that never thought about going to the nations made decisions to go. People that had never shared the gospel with somebody they didn't know, a stranger, would leave there, getting into the minibuses, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So please pray for us as we continue this. We want to see like a missions mobilization. Okay. We help sponsor pastors through Emmanuel in the northern region of Ethiopia. It's called the Tigray region. It's less than 2% believers in that area. So this is a training. We provide a yearly training for them as well. So please pray for the northern part of Ethiopia, that God will move there like he's moved throughout the nation. Okay. All right, we have a school. It's a partnership with one of the local churches that we work with. I met them 13 years ago. This was the classroom. 40 kids sitting in there. Yeah, the benches where they were. Now imagine 40 kids sitting politely, listening all day. Can you imagine that in there? I was amazed. I just sat there. My God, look at that. All right. Yeah. Blackboard. That was the, yeah. All right. Beautiful kids. Yeah. Okay. And then through your partnership, GCF actually sowed the seed to have the first classroom built over there. Come on, give yourselves a hand clap in here. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so now we have, we went from 40 in a mud hut. We've got 800 students now, kindergarten through 10th grade. Hallelujah. Yeah. The school regularly receives awards from the community. The kids are on the national average are doing very well on their exams. About 50 so kids plus family members are getting born again every year through the school. So God is moving there. Yeah. All right. Okay, we can go ahead. Yeah, worship night we had. All right. Yeah, just, yeah. So praise God. All right, so that is the fastest presentation I ever did on that. All right, part A is finished. Part B, let me get into the Word of God. Amen. All right, everybody doing okay? All right. Yeah, I'm used to preaching for an hour in Ethiopia, and so I'm really trying to pull things back today, okay? Okay. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Gaetano. That means Jesus is Lord. I'd just love to say that. He's good. Amen? Yeah. Y'all, what I want to talk about today, you know, missions is a very broad subject. There's so many things we could talk about. The nations, we could, I mean, there's unlimited things, but what has been in my heart for myself for this last year? What has been in my heart for our church in this past year? And as I've prayed and prayed and prayed and sought God, I feel like God wants me to share this today here. And that's keeping the main thing, the main thing. Keeping the main thing, the main thing. You know, we see Genesis 3. We see the fall of man. We see the book of Revelation. You know, what's going to take place. You know, and what we'll see in the end. If I had a whiteboard up here, but, you know, let me just take my mic down for a second. But
basically, we have Genesis chapter 3, we have Revelation, and in between that, what do we have? We have mission. From Genesis 3 to the end of Revelation, that gap in there is about mission.
It's about God seeking lost people. It's about Israel before, how they were supposed to demonstrate the kingdom of God to the nations of the world. It's about the church today representing Christ. And the Bible is a book of mission. I think we all have our perspectives of how we see the Word of God, depending on our gift mix, depending on our passions, depending on our call. I think we all see it in different ways. But I think we could all agree today that there's two primary focuses of the Word of God. I'm not saying they're the only two, but I think we could all agree that there's these two. There's relationship. From Genesis to Revelation is how to relate to God. It's how to relate to believers. It's how to relate to those outside of the things of God. It's how to relate to family, marriage, and every dimension. And then there's mission. And they're tied together. Relationship and mission. The Word of God is about drawing people back to God. And that's what I want to talk about today. Why do I want to talk about this? Why is this so serious in my heart at this time? Let me share this with you. You know, life is not easy. Can anybody say I'm into that? Or I agree? Or yeah. Even as a Christian, even with the Holy Spirit, even with the Word of God, there's continual challenges. Yeah. Sometimes we fall. It's just a continual thing. But you know, what I've noticed in this life called Christianity, what I've noticed in living for him over the years and seen in many people is, You know, there's times that we're hot. There's times things are moving. There's times we're praying. There's times we're preaching the gospel for people. There's times we're reaching out. But then sometimes life takes over. Yeah. Okay, I'm not married, but I will be in Jesus' name. Come on. All I heard was y'all laugh. I didn't hear any faith in that. Yeah. I heard Pastor Eddie say that he knew Tom when he was a bachelor. You've been knowing me a long time like that too, but anyway, in Jesus' name. But the point I'm getting to is, like, as a married couple, it's like there's times that the challenges of marriage just take over, yeah? Is having kids, there's times it takes over. Having jobs and all these things, and somewhere our attention gets diverted. Sometimes we get pulled. As a single person, the challenge, the burden of not being married sometimes can, you know, take hold of your heart, take hold of your soul and these kind of things. But let me gently and encouragingly remind us today that we are here and we exist for the mission and the purpose of God, that we are on this earth to make Jesus Christ known. You know, sometimes, you know, we say that we're here to worship and to glorify God. Yes, we are. We are here to worship and bring glory to Him. But let me share with you today that if our primary reason for being a believer in this time, being here was on this earth, was just to worship and just to praise Him, I believe God would take us out of this place. I do not believe God would have us down here going through these challenges and suffering these things and you know, going about this life. If it was all about worship, we would be translated. We would just be into His presence. But we've been left here on this earth for one reason. And, you know, maybe you're tired. Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe you've been caught up. Maybe you're running the race fully right now. There's people in here at all different places. If you're running 100 miles an hour, may you run at 110 in this coming season. If you've just fell down and, you know, you need to get back, may you get back up in this time. Amen. If you're in that 50%, may it increase in this time. But let me pleadingly share and encourage with you today to remind you, we're here on this earth for one reason and one reason only, and that is to make the name of Jesus Christ known to the nations of the world. We're not here for any other reason. Marriage is ordained by God. It's an amazing blessing. It's an amazing institution. But at the end of the day, I mean, it brings comfort. It brings so many things. But at the end of the day, are we understanding today that our marriage is to bring glory to God and make Him known to the nations? Are we understanding that our children have been entrusted to us by Christ to raise them up in the ways of God, not just so they can get the best education, not just so they can have the best job, not just so, but do we understand that they're being raised up to be launched to the nations of the world? Are we really remembering these things if we're single and not caught up in these things? You know, sometimes your mind and can wonder and you're looking, and, you know, for any person that is in that place, may God provide for you in Jesus' name. But may we never get caught up in the things of this world. We are not of this world. This is not our home. It's a 70, 80, 90, maybe 100. I'm going to go ahead and claim 120 for myself. I want to live this thing for a long time. Come on, somebody say amen. Yeah, but, yeah, it's a hallelujah. But it's a short, it's a vapor. And so, I understand the reality. I go through these things. We just spent a whole entire summer missions conference. I was teaching at missions trainings. We've been doing evangelism, you know, several times a week. And even in ministry somehow, even talking about missions, somehow even training people, even somehow doing this, somewhere I lost my focus about mission. You know, you can get caught, even so caught up in ministry that you're doing. But if nothing else today, my heart, if I could walk away from here today with one thing left in this place, is that you would just come back to that one place in God that you're here to make Him known, that you're here to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with a lost and dying generation. Let me say one more time, that is why you exist. I'm sure there's people in here right now, if I said, why do you exist? There's a lot of people in here that could not answer that quickly. That's just reality. But I want to tell you today, if you don't know why you exist, let me tell you now. It is to make Jesus Christ known. It is to make him known. Now, there might be different ways of doing that for every person. There might be a different track for every person. But may you walk out of this place today knowing you are an ambassador of Christ. You're a ministry of reconciliation. You know, we see Jesus writing to the church in the book of Ephesus, or to the church of Ephesus. You know, remember your first love. You know, sometimes all of us, we get caught up in these things. But let me just speak this over this church now. May the fresh, new, first love of God just be stirred up in this place today. Because let me tell you something, or let me share something with you. When we really love God, when we really live a lifestyle of worship, I love praise and worship. Come on, can we give this worship team a great hand clap? We love you guys. Appreciate y'all. I have no greater thing that I enjoy doing than coming to the house of God on Sunday and entering into worship. But that is one small picture of worship in our life. Worship is a lifestyle. But really, when you encounter God, when you get into his presence, when you see who he is, when you taste him, when you experience him, when those answers come that you couldn't find and you found it in his presence, worship leads to mission. Worship leads to mission. Worship leads to mission. Isaiah saw God, had an encounter. He saw something so far above himself. What was the result? Lord, send me. I will go. May our first love be awakened today. May we be reminded today of why we are here. You know, I just sense, well, it's practical, but I sense it in my spirit. I just know this thing. It's like there's people sitting in this place today. They're going to go out of here with a new vision today. God spoke to Abraham and he said, lift up your eyes. And as far as you can see, I will give this to you. May your eyes be lifted. I'm speaking this over this church prophetically now. May your eyes be lifted today. May your eyes be lifted today. May they come off of ourselves today. Y'all, it's easy. My eyes get on myself. They do. But today, may they be fixed on him, the author, the finisher of our faith today. Jesus said, my food is to do his will and to finish his work. What is our food today? Is our food education? Is our food job? Is our food marriage? You know, all these things are good, but may our very food be to finish the work that God has called us to do. You remember the gap, Genesis? Revelations. We are all part of that storyline. We are all part of that storyline. Xavier Yedidon, God help us. God help us. May our eyes be fixed on him today. I want to tell you today, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm so excited about what I see happening in this church. I'm so excited. I mean, you guys are doing amazing. It's phenomenal what God is doing through you to this city and to the nations of the world. And I just want to breathe on that. May it increase. May it prosper. May it multiply. May you be sent into this community, into this nation, and into the nations in the world in a way that you've never seen before, because he's worthy. Paul said to me, to live is Christ. What does that mean? If I'm going to live here, it's going to be fruitful labor. And I want to share with each of you today and remind you that each of you are God's creation, created for good works in him. What is the result of him being glorified among the nations of the world? May we run this race. May we see God's name praised among the nations of the world. At the end of the day, the result of mission is to see the name of Jesus Christ lifted up among the nations of the world. Can we give him praise? Hallelujah. All right. That is the fastest I've ever presented. That's the fastest I've ever preached. And I'm going to give a, let me just close here with this thing, okay? Yeah. Woo, hallelujah. Come on. Come on, give him praise one more time. Hey, Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. And y'all, want to encourage you. You guys are doing an amazing job in mission here. Wow, it's hard to even add on top. It's hard to even share because it's so much. But, you know, I want to encourage all of you. Maybe some of you are saying, what can I do? How can I get involved in this? And let me encourage everybody in this place today, just pray. Jesus, I love you. I'm willing. Use me any way you want. Because when you say that prayer, like God looks for, I mean, he looks for different things, but there is one thing that God always looks for. That's a willing heart. If you just simply say, God, I'm willing, man, God will use you. Amen. Yeah, and so I want to encourage all of you as you leave this place today, maybe there will be prayer before we close. I don't know, but just say, God, I'm willing. Use me anyway. I want to encourage all of you to pray for this city. I'm sure, I know you do. I'm just breathing. I'm just encouraging what you're doing. Pray for this city. Pray for this nation. And I want to encourage everybody in this church to ask God for a nation outside of America to start praying for on a regular basis. And I'm not giving you another thing. Some of y'all are like, oh, man, I got so much to do. How can I pray for a nation? You know, just include it in your prayer. I'm not talking about a program. I'm not talking about a thing. I'm just saying include this in your life, in your prayer time, in your family prayer time, when you pray with your kids at night. I want to encourage all of you to start praying for another nation. How many of you have ever heard of Joshua Project? If you've ever heard of it, Joshua, okay. Yeah, if you haven't heard of it, Google it, Joshua Project. They'll send you emails every day about unreached people groups throughout the nations. I would encourage all of you, again, not an extra thing, but include it in your prayer. Include it in your family's prayer time. Pray with your children at night for an unreached people group throughout the nations. I want to encourage you to pray for a missionary. Y'all can pray for me. If you don't have anybody else to pray with, I volunteer, okay? But, you know, just ask God, and I want to encourage you to pray daily for a missionary. You know what? This not only helps God move in these places, it also helps us get our eyes off of ourselves. Because let's be honest about most of what we pray about. God help me. Why did that happen? What should I do about that? But when we start praying for something beyond ourselves, man, God moves in that place. So I want to encourage you, pray for a missionary. What do you have in your hand? God spoke to Moses. What is that in your hand? You know, what kind of skill do you have? You don't have to be on the mission field. You might be great at putting websites together. You might be great at making videos. You might be great at just encouraging people. You know, there's so many ways you can get involved. And I want to encourage you. Ask God. God, how can I be used to touch the nations? Who could use my video service? Who could use my, you know, whatever I do? There's something in you that God can use. Yeah, hallelujah. Hey, anybody that gets newsletters from a missionary, I would encourage you today, just respond quickly. Great job. We're praying for you. Even if you're not, that's okay. No, that's not okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just if you're not, just say, God, help me pray. And then, yeah. But, you know, just a quick little thing. You know, it's always encouraging. I would encourage anybody here that has a heart for the nations, heart for missions. Really, I would encourage anybody to do this. I just pray and believe God, but I think it'd be awesome if every believer went on a short-term missions trip outside of their nation one time. I mean, really, what's it going to hurt? Yeah. So, you know, just, you know, it's like I can tell you, I've been on a safari in Ethiopia, animal safari. Who wants to do that one day? Come on. Woo, I love that one too. Okay, after worshiping on Sundays in here, it's a safari. That's where I experience his glory, okay, when I see that thing. But, you know, I can tell you about seeing those animals. I can do all those things. But, you know, I cannot really tell you what it's like to be beside a lion when it's roaring. Okay, I can't tell you what it's like to see land as far as you can see with no man-made thing and millions of wildebeests marching across. Or, you know, well, I can't share that with you. And it's like taking a mission trip. You can hear me. You can see the pictures. You can hear other people. But until you go over there and see it and feel it, you know. But I promise you, if you go, if you touch it, God will do something. God will use you. And you might not ever go again, but there will be some way that your heart will be drawn to this thing. We're here about internationals today. I don't really know about Greenville, and I'm sorry I didn't do the research. My bad as a speaker today. I don't know how many international people live here, but it looks like there's a lot here from what I can see even here today, okay? And so I would encourage all of you to, you know, step out of your comfort zone. Yeah, you know, we all come from different cultures. We all eat certain foods. We all enjoy, you know, certain things. You know, that's natural. You know, cultures are you know, have God. You know, they all represent an expression, you know, but just may that spirit of liberty come on you today in Jesus' name to step out of your culture. And, you know, thank God that God did not love us in John 3:16 and wait for us to come to him. Amen. Because none of us would be where we are today if that would have been the case. Okay? God so loved the world, he sent. And God is sending us today. So may we step out of our comfort zones. May we engage the community around. I just want to encourage you, when you see people, just go up and talk to them. I was in a restaurant in Addis Ababa 6 months ago. Chinese guy came and sat down beside me. I didn't know what to say to him. I didn't even know if he spoke English. I didn't know what to do. But the Holy Spirit was like pushing me. I'm like, is that you, God? But you know what? The devil's not going to tell you to talk to somebody, okay? If you ever have that thought, all right. Yeah. But, you know, I finally said, okay. I just went over there. I don't know what to say. I just said, hey, how are you? My name's Eddie. He said, my name is Hong or something. I don't remember what he said. But I didn't know what to say. We just kind of standing there. Somehow we start talking. All of a sudden, he's telling me how he's working in Ethiopia and some of his friends are going to the international church and he's wondering about this God thing. But it just started with me just simply getting up and simply just going and saying something. A few months later, I was on an airplane. I looked beside me. There's this Chinese guy sitting in a chair beside me. We talked for 2 hours. He's still not saved yet, but he will be in Jesus' name. Yeah. But I just share that to say that, you know, you might not have been trained in evangelism. You might not be, you might just got born again last week. You might not know anything to say. But if we will simply open up our hearts and open up our eyes, the fields are wide unto harvest. Amen. And this generation is crying out an eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. And you might not know anything. You might have got born again last week, but you have Christ in you, the hope of all glory. And all it takes is a willing heart. God, use me. Yeah, I'll say hello to this guy. And I want to encourage you, reach out in the community, build relationships, invite people to your homes. You know, just, man, let's go get them. Amen. So I think there's more I could give, but I've already passed my time. God bless you guys. Thank you.